was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. The time is 7:06 in the morning on May the 6th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So good morning. It's going to look like a great day today. We're going to be talking about that in a few minutes. Linda is getting things done at the house. We're moving furniture today, and yeah, the people are rolling in here early so they can start moving stuff around. So that's where she is today. She'll be back tomorrow. I hope everybody's having a great day. I tell you what, let's find out just what's happening on Wall Street, though, by starting out with Chris Lasondock from our Wells Fargo Advisors.
Good morning, Carl. Well, good morning, everyone. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading. The markets are in negative territory. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 80 points at 16,450. The S&P 500 down 7 points at 1877, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 16 points at 4122. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 109 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Twitter's down $3.65 at $35.10. Bank of America off 17 cents at $14.91. Pfizer's down 20 cents at $29.76. And Office Depot up 74 cents at $4.91. Of local interest, PG&E down 18 cents at $44.68. North Valley Bank is unchanged at $22.17. Harley-Davidson off 16 cents at $72.99. And Sturm Ruger down $1.65 at $64.30. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.6%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.42%. Oil is up 23 cents a barrel at $99.71. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down $4.80 an ounce at $13.04.86. Well, silver is up 7 cents at $19.60 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondack at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 here in the morning. Find out what you need to do for financial freedom. Find out what to do about your IRAs. What's happening on Wall Street? Where to make your investments? Somebody to talk to. Somebody that's right here in town that are just really good at what they do. The Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive. What's the weather look like today?
Abundant sunshine, high pushing the 80-degree mark. Got some winds up at about 20 miles an hour. Things starting to dry out very quickly, so be mindful of that. Low will be right around the 50-degree mark. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high in excess of 80 degrees. Right now in Reading, it is 53 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay. You know what? It seems like we're having some problems with our chat room. We're going to call our webmaster here. It's coming up. You can listen to us. But it appears that the chat pack, though it comes up, it does not allow you to come in and chat, which is kind of defeats the whole purpose there. Anyway, a lot of things happening. I want to talk about yesterday. I went to jail. Now, I had a tour of the jail, and I can't thank the good captain down there, Shares, and the two officers down there, correction officers that helped, you know, helped out with this. And I'll get their names here, but it's Sergeant Dale Marlar. And let me see. My other one there was Officer Mark Dudley. And I can't say enough about that. Plus meeting all the other people there. And I was planning on just going there like for an hour. And I ended up being in there for 3 hours, or long enough to also get a parking ticket. So I want you to know that there is still outside the jail, there's law and order too. I'll talk about that if we get out of the next, when we get into the next segment. But I can just tell you this is that it is a, the jail is run by people that are very professional. They know their job. They have strong opinions about things, and we'll talk about some of those. They know what they're doing, and their job is, well, being a correction officer and working with the people in the jails and the felons in there, or the accused in there. There's much more. Their job is much more different than regular police in that sense, and it's interesting on how it is, and it's interesting to see how well run it is. And how they move people from spot to spot, how people are booked, and how they work through the series. Also, how they choose who do you turn loose? What's your criteria for turning people loose? I'm going to talk a little bit about that today in the next segment, but, officer, Dudley is coming in tomorrow, along with, a lieutenant down there that runs the jail itself. And we're going to talk about the jail itself, the prisoners in there, and how these decisions are made, because there, you know, it's not as easy as we all think. I mean, we all look at it like, well, okay, in, out, how can they make this decision? Well, after you've gone through this, after you've gone through the jail, it kind of becomes kind of clear. Okay, do I want this guy in the street or do I want this guy in the street? And some of them are real surprises. When we talked about it, you know, on one of them, and I'll just discuss this one when I get back. But the it's your choice is how do you do that? And trust me, as the officer said, this is not a science; it's an art. And it really is. And we're faced here, my friends. The bottom line, though, we're faced with a jail that is packed to the gills. Now, they could probably put more people in there. But your chances of having, you know, at that point, you're going to be ripe for the picking of lawyers and everybody else come rolling through here saying, using the same arguments they used under the federal prisons. In fact, under the rulings that the feds did under our state prisons, I guess the bottom line on that is, I guess the state could have said, well, you know what, I understand what you're saying, but there's nothing else we can do about it. You know, come up with a solution besides just turn them loose. That kind of thing. Anyway, it was a eye opener, and you can from everybody I saw and met, they were all on the job. They all knew what they were doing. They all were extremely professional, and to the extent of how they treated the inmates there, and that was also very interesting. We'll talk a bit about that. But we're going to take a quick break right now. The one thing that when I come in here in the morning. And people say, well, how can you be, you know, you're always up for the show and all this. Well, you know what? The real reason is because I can get a good night's sleep. Last night we went to bed early and because there's a lot of things going on. And when I get into my sleep number dual air technology bed with my sleep number setting of 40, there's nothing else I can do except sleep. And I wake up at 4 in the morning because there's something going on outside. And I'm not saying anything, you know, big, but it's just something going on. And I wake up around 4, kind of listen around. Could be the train going by, which comes by every morning at about that time. Then go right back to sleep again. I can't say enough about it because the sleep number bed is dual-sided. And Linda's got her sleep number setting, which is 45. But the other thing they have right now is they have the dual temp layer. Allows you to select the ideal temperature. So, you know, sometimes women get a little bit warmer, when they're sleeping. Well, they can dial down that temperature on their side. Or you can dial yours down. And that dual air temperature that they have in this bed, in this covering, fits any bed. So what else can you say? But you need to go down and check it out. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center and go down and see Brian or Janice. And located at 1315 Sheridan Creek, or give them a call, 223-2300. Sleep number has been clinically proven so that you'll sleep better. And we, frankly, really enjoy it. All right, we'll be right back right after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Average average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
The 66th Annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town this week. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with 3 performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday, it's family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink night, sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for a one-night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all 4 nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo this week.
For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Or order by phone at 241-8859. And enjoy the Reading Rodeo.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh, yeah!
It is proud to present some Jersey boys who really a good Eddie and the Cruisers featuring Salamando.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. Time 7:18 in the morning, May the 6th. Is that temperature right there, Bad Bomb? 52?
Current temperature is 53.8. Beep.
53.8. Okay, because the thing hasn't changed in 2 days. I was just wondering. Okay, 53 degrees out here. It's going to be a good day today. Linda is moving furniture today with the help of several guys. And I hope when they said we have to move furniture, first thing I did was call Brandon. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff. Amazing Foods for Life, which you just heard a spot for, started right here in Reading in a gluten-free facility and sweeping the nation. All of this is down at Orchard Nutrition, plus the fact the largest selection of natural foods and supplements, raw foods, organic foods, classes on health and diet. They've got everything down there. They're your one shop. One-stop shopping there for everything that has to do with health. They're located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call, 244-9141. Your center for a healthy lifestyle. All right, let me get a little bit deeper into the jail when I was there yesterday. First of all, that it's when they come in, you know, when people are coming in, they've got areas they can sequester them in. If somebody, you know, if somebody says that they're going to harm themselves, They take that really seriously. I mean, extremely seriously. And they have a special room for them there that there is absolutely no way the person can hurt themselves unless they ram their head against the wall. There's no way of hanging themselves. There's no way of cutting themselves. There's just, it's just there. Plus, they're under observation. Then they have other groups. They have other areas that when people come in, and there were people in there that were under the influence of drugs or alcohol, substance abuse there. They were laying in there. The fact is, you know, they call them, you know, so, like a sobering cell. And they have a safety cell, sobering cells. They have, you know, the three levels. They've got four pods per level, up to 32 inmates per pod. And they can, you know, so how many, you know, so you can only take so many in there. Some of the pods, and one of them, like their administrative separation, which is where these are people that are extremely violent. That if they say if you bring somebody else in here, I'm going to kill them or harm them. You can't put somebody in there. All the doors are, of course, all the doors are run by electric door openers. You know that they can sit in one spot and they know at any one time which door is open, who's out there. There's cameras everywhere. And this is a tough place. This is a tough place to work. And one of the things they're finding is that, you know, when you've got this type of population, jails are built to what? To hold people maybe up to a year, right?
So this isn't...
These men and women are in there now for up to 10 years. And what's that mean? They look at this place. It's harder time in a county jail than it is at the state prison.
So this isn't Sheriff Andy's jail where Otis lets himself in and out.
No, and I mentioned that. I mentioned that yesterday, and half of them don't know who that is. But but the other half do. And I said, it's not like that. And these people are, and the ones they have in there, I mean, like they have to. They've only got so many. I mean, they've got only so many spaces here. And so when they start talking about like here at our jail, they have no physical contact visits. In the state prison, they have physical contact visits where their loved ones can come in and they can have conjugal visits and all these other things. Here, there is no contact visit. You talk on a phone with a wall separating you with the glass wall. It's harder time in the county jail here. And so you're getting put in there for 5 or 6 or 7 years, and like, exercise yards are small. They don't have the amenities of the state prisons, the yoga classes and all the, no, I mean,
law,
no,
library.
You can get your GED and you can get your high school diploma right there as they have a teacher that's there. And I saw that area, but unlike San Quentin, you can't get your college degree, your divinity degree. You can't get your yoga classes, your homemaking, your woodworking classes, all these. You can't. You don't have those. So what's that lead to? Some of these guys that look around and a lot of them have been in prisons. In fact, we've got some hard guys in there, Aryan Brotherhood and this. Yes. And so what's this lead to? Well, take that step up into the next prison? Into the big guys. You assault a guard. You assault a correction officer. Mm. Or things like that. So they literally will be put up to that next step of going into prison where life is better. Can you imagine
Pelican
that?
Bays.
Well,
you tell a guy Pelican Bay and he turns pale.
Well, I tell you what, but the bottom line is they know if they go to like San Quentin or something, they've got big exercise yards, they've got football fields, they got baseball, basketball, all these other things going on. They don't have that at the county jail. And these county jails, as we've heard, a couple of the county jails have got guys in there, men or women, I'm not sure which, have been sentenced to 40 years in there. So I'm looking at this jail. I mean, I'm telling you what, for 8 years, and you're looking at, you know, the being held there because it's not, there's nothing, there, you know, there's nothing in there that would want to keep me in there. I mean, there isn't like, oh, look out here, we have some plants. There's no plants. I'm not saying that they're being, that it's just austere. It's just very austere.
What's the cells, 8x10 or something?
I don't know. I didn't go into the cells. And I'm not sure, but it's big enough for two people. So I'm sure it must be bigger than that. They're bigger than 8x10s. They've got there's three things that the sergeant that was taking me through, Sergeant Marlar, said. And he says, he tells his people, I want you to walk, I want you to walk out alive, and it would stay safe. I want all the inmates to still be there, so public safety. And I want them, I want all the inmates to be safe. So everything that they have to do there is safety. I want to keep my people safe. I want to keep the public safe, and I want to keep the inmates safe. I think that was it was a pretty good way of kind of shortening down everything. They booked in the jail last year about 1,000 a month. They had 11,741 bookings at our jail last year. You figure 1,000 a month. And how big is the jail? How many people can they put in there? 300? 320? So, now, a lot of the one, you know, they also have people that they pick up for drunk and disorderly, drunk in public, some kind of under the influence of something, substance abuse there. They bring them in too. But they have to figure out of these 60 average around, 50 a day that come in there, how many, how are they going to, who gets turned loose? How are they going to be turned loose? Who's the one that makes that decision? How do they do that? Well, I'm not going to say that right now. Because tomorrow I've got the officer that's coming in here who makes that decision, and the lieutenant in charge of the jail. I can just tell you this is that they've got different levels there and different crimes, different groups of people in there. They've got 26 murderers in the jail. And by the way, the young lady that they had the memorial for the other day, Haley Riggins. A lot of things were said about the woman that hit her, that she's out of jail now. They did not release her from jail. No. She posted bond. This was not somebody that would have been released from jail. They would have kept her because she was in a felony accident that injured somebody, in this case led to death, and she was they suspected to be under the influence. So they did not turn them loose. So there's a lot of other things that we need to know about the jail, and we're bringing in the experts tomorrow to talk about it. And, but it, just going down there had just – Bad Bob, it's just – it's watching the people in there, and there's a lot of other things to us. I've got four more pages of stuff to talk about, but I'm going to wait till tomorrow talk to the experts who will be here. Anyway, okay, today we've got Dr. Paius Dunuka coming in. We've got several other things happening today. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Everybody having a great day. It's going to be a great day. This series we're doing on crime and the system itself and all of those things, it's like our fifth, and this is our fifth in the series. The bottom line on this whole thing is we know the jail is full. We know that. We know we're not going to have another one for 5 years. So what do we do in between now and the 5-year plan? Where is the group that gets together and puts an idea out there that says, you know what, it's going to be 4 years before we can get 68 more beds. And guess what? That'll fill up in a week. If you don't think so, yeah, 64 in a week. Even if you moved another 25 or 30 out, because that's about what it averages out to move into other counties. The thing on that too is that has ramifications on the jail, on the type of people they move out of there. But what's the plan from our leadership on doing something about the crime and the fact that we're turning these people loose? Is it here at the county level, or should this be addressed at the state level under a couple of the reasons that we have to turn people loose? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dogathon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boots Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rocket. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who shop local. It does make a difference. With spring here, fill up those propane bottles and forklift tanks. We just got another load of ethanol-free 93 in. So after you pick up your weed eaters and lawnmowers from Al's Saw Shop, stop by and fill up your jugs. We have log and shake oil in 5-gallon pails ready for your fences and decks. We have CFN card locks in Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. Also, now's a good time to have Johnny check out your heater if you haven't touched it in a few years or you think of trading up to get a new one. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you don't have time to come to town, give us a call. We have delivery trucks and some of the best drivers out there. All of our employees is what makes this company successful. Northern Lights Energy, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thank you for your business.
Northern Lights Energy.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Linda's moving furniture today with help, I hope. May the 6th, 7:33 in the morning. 54 degrees out there. It's going to be a good day today. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hear us, but you can't join us in the chat room because obviously they put in new servers yesterday. Our web guys put in new servers day before yesterday. It was working yesterday, not working today. So we have several pithy messages going to our webmaster asking him what's going on here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. You know, when you're looking for estate jewelry, if you're looking for opals, if you're looking for jewelry of any kind, you need to stop by 2225 Hilltop Drive first. Talk to Leonard and his associates. Leonard has got such a great assortment of different types of jewelry, rings, bracelets, necklaces, you name it, tennis bracelets. But estate jewelry, especially estate jewelry, he is well known for. He's famous for that. Plus, he's got the only in-store watch repairman in the area. All this at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call, 222-2750. Good people there, 222-2750. You know, the rodeo is coming. We just had some spots running for it. But I'm here with Alex Garibay, who is the president of the Redding Rodeo Association. Good morning.
Well, you sound more nervous than I do.
Well, I'm just, you know, trying to read, and I can't, you know. I'm okay after I have another cup of coffee. I'll be all right. I started off this morning a little strange because our chat room wasn't working exactly right. So we were trying to work on that, plus a couple other things. You have been, ever since I've been here in Redding, which has been, you know, 7 years, when I see rodeo, I see you. I mean, but you've been associated with rodeo for a long time.
Well, I've been with them for going on 18 years now, I think.
But you didn't just start rodeo when you came here.
No, I came up from Salinas, and Salinas California Rodeo, one of the largest ones.
in the United States for four-day rodeo is where I grew up. It was my backyard. I could literally jump over the fence and I was in the rodeo grounds. So I was part of that as a kid, selling concessions, being in the back where most of the stock was, and just running around playing and
living the good life.
Living the good life there.
Yeah, you said you were working. What kind of concessions did you work at?
Well, you know, there you're up in the stands, and okay, you're selling in the stands. So, you know, whether it was peanuts or popcorn, whatever it happened to be that day, you were up doing that with Boy Scouts and that type of stuff.
That's pretty cool. Hey, okay, let's talk about our rodeo here. That's going to be, I mean, last year you all initiated something that was the very first time in the United States with the Champions Challenge. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Champions Challenge, if you're aware of it, it's the top competitors from the NFR that competed in December. We have been fortunate enough to get the number one cowboys and cowgirls from the NFR in the past December. This year, a little different, but for the most part, the top seven that were in the NFR in December will be here, along with the leader of the PRCA and the leader of the world, and, of course, winner of our rodeo from last year will also be competing to make up the 10 in each event.
Yeah, so these 10 in each event, this is like this isn't just like me walking in and saying, hey, I want to ride today.
Oh, no.
These guys are millionaires. I mean, they are. They're millionaires in many
cases.
Well,
and they've got a hard living making that money, too.
Yeah, I didn't say it was easy. In fact, it's probably the hardest sport out there, because if they're not playing, they're not earning money.
That's right.
There's no insurance. There's no job. I don't know, maybe there's job insurance, but I don't know who would give it to them.
Yep, and that's the thing. They have to follow the rodeos pretty close to make sure that, of course, that they have to sign a contract once they're done with the NFR, and to make sure that they're here for our rodeo. But the cowboys are constantly just following rodeo and trying to stay in the same area as long as they can to make as much money as they can in order to earn that right to make it to the NFR in December.
You know, and a lot of them will have three or four rodeos in a weekend.
Oh.
They'll fly from spot to spot.
Well, a lot of them do. Even ours, we're in competition with a couple of other ones, one down in Hayward, that it's been that way for years. I mean, it's they're here. I believe there's one in Las Vegas that they also try to attend. So even in coming to ours, you're going to find that they're in and out and off to the other rodeos for the same weekend.
Yeah, well, learning from your stock contractor, when your stock
John Growney,
and I was talking to him a couple of years ago, and it was fascinating about how they breed and train their bulls to buck. And he says, you know, if we don't have the right kind of rough stock coming out there, the cowboys know the rough stock. They know what they're going to be drawing. And once they draw them, if this is not a good ride, they'll turn it out, because they know they're not going to make, even, no matter how good they are, the bull's not going to be, or the horse isn't going to be good enough.
Well, that stock is just as important as that cowboy. Like you said, if they don't have it, it isn't worth their time to even try. And
right,
so they may make money or have a better ride at one of the other rodeos, and so they'll just have a turnout, as you said,
right,
and off they are to the other rodeos. So we take pride in the fact that we get very few turnouts. I can remember, it's been a while back, Dan Mortensen actually turned out in our rodeo. Of course, that time that he turned out, it was because he had a broken leg and just couldn't ride.
Well, that you know what? That could be a good reason. You know, I mean, you got a broken leg, you're not going to... But you know what? They ride so damaged. But now it's not like it used to be. Now they're wearing the flak jackets or the protective vest. They're wearing helmets in some, with the bull riders in many of the cases. They don't have to, I don't think. But you see a lot of them riding with helmets. You've got a sports medicine van, literally, or trailer that goes from rodeo to rodeo, where they're being taken care of too.
Yeah, Justin Boot trailer out there. Rick Foster, who runs that pretty much when he comes into town here, takes great care of the cowboys. I've had to even go in there. I had been out in the arena, and I don't remember what it was I did, but
hurt my back in here. Lo and behold, I walk in there and I said, "Hey, Rick, I need to get my back iced." And went in there for about 15 minutes and put a little ice on my back, and I was back out working. So they're great guys in that trailer.
Well, we've got more entries this year. Is that right?
We're at 450.
That's more than
we're up about 50 entries this year.
More than last year.
Yeah, 42 or so, you know, but yeah, so we're really looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of great rodeo for 4 days.
It is. You know what? And we're going to starting with you got a steak feed going.
We got steak feed this Saturday night. I want to invite y'all to come out and join us in the arena. It's probably going to be the largest backyard barbecue that you'll ever attend. It's we're out there cooking steaks right there in front of everybody, and we're hoping for a little cooler weather. And in the past, you know, we get rain and we get heat, and boy, those 100 degree days.
This is going to be a great weekend, by the way. We're talking maybe 80.
Well, that'll 83, be great. 84.
It's going to be super.
Yeah, around those fire pits and barbecue pits.
It's still 120.
It's pretty warm. So.
Is there dancing going to go on?
Well, you know, we've got a karaoke contest, and the finals will be held Saturday night. So I believe there's going to be 8 finalists that come in and entertaining for the most part. And then after that, we do have a band and dancing, which we have for years. And people ask, I talked about fires. Well, we usually put bonfires out there, but on a warm night, we probably won't. Just depends on the evening, and it should be a lot of fun.
How many people in how many of y'all in the Reading Rodeo Association?
Well, there's a lot of names on the list. I counted. We had our last meeting.
You know what? I know exactly what you mean. There's a lot of people that say they're members here.
Yeah, we had our last meeting before rodeo last Thursday night, and I took a head count, and there were actually 40 of us in the meeting. So, for the most part, you're going to find that the same 40 are probably going to be working. All volunteers, it's a tough gig, but we get it done, and that's the main
thing. What a splendid rodeo. I mean, I've been going to rodeos for a long time. You know, I've ridden them down in Camp Pendleton, but y'all's rodeo is just outstanding. We love it. And, again, it helps make Reading what it is. Just a great place for families. Now, on Wednesday and Thursday night, in fact, rodeo week.
Family night.
It's family night there. And you're starting the rodeo a little bit early.
Yes. The rodeo, I believe, is starting at 6:45 on both those nights. Hopefully that way we can get families in, come in and enjoy it before they take the kids home and put them in bed, hopefully before 9 o'clock. So that's what we're shooting for. We try to put on a good rodeo, give people something good entertainment, and make sure that we don't go over a certain time and try to get everybody in and out of there as soon as possible.
Well, I know next week, every morning, we're going to have somebody from Reading Rodeo. We're going to have a cowboy, a cowgirl, a specialty act, one-armed bandit maybe again. And the bullfighters, love to get Mr. Groundy back on here.
Yes.
If you could get him, because he was, you know, the thing – the way he talks, you know, about his bulls. Of course, he had Red Rock, and which was, you know, I can understand people turning out Red Rock because mm-hmm. who would want to ride that bull? He was one of the champion bulls.
Well, you know, everybody talks about Red Rock, and of course, the challenge that they had back in the late '80s with Lane Frost. I think pretty much anybody in this area is around knows about that challenge and that went on with the two of them and. Mm-hmm. Two of the best competitors that you'll ever see in the ring for bull riding.
Lane Frost was the subject of that film.
Yes, eight seconds.
Where he was killed later on
by another
bull. Not by Red Rock, right. But by another bull who stepped on him. You know, it wasn't like he turned and stomped on him, but just stepped on him. Yeah. Anyway. You know what, Alex? Thanks so much for coming by today. Oh. And Alex Garibay, who is the president of the Reading Rodeo Association. And let me tell you something. You don't know how hard these guys work all year long. I mean, I have seen you all, I don't know, numerous times during the year. in your head and your planning is for these days here. And through your work and your diligence and the hard work you all have done, we got the, you know, Champions Challenge, which was, I mean, there only were seven of them, I think, last year. And we had the inaugural one right here. You had the heads of all these major companies here were watching it.
Yes, we did. Mr. Pete Coors was actually here from Coors, and of course Carl Strussman from the PRCA. So yes, all the
big guys
were here watching what we did with rodeo, and our rodeo chairman Bennett Gooch actually did such a great job. They were wanting to come in and tell us what we were doing and stuff. And Bennett just told them, look, we've been doing rodeo, and you guys just sit back, relax, enjoy. He says, we've got this under control. And
there you go.
We ran it off, and everybody was pleased.
And it absolutely was. It was fabulous.
Yep. So
can't wait for it to start again. I mean, we love rodeo, and it's just such a great time. I mean, and you don't even have to really – understand all the nuances to it to enjoy it. And everybody we've ever met, all the competitors, everybody, you know, from you all down, have just been really nice people to talk to. You never get this thing, even from the competitors that are millionaires, that are, oh, I'm too busy for this.
Yeah, no, they're always willing to talk and always willing to help out. They're very polite, and, you know, the PRCA has something really to look at with these kids, and I say kids, and most of them are. And
you know what? You can be old, and you can be bold, but you can't be an old, bold bull rider, okay?
No. Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, okay. All right. Hey, thank you so much for stopping by today.
All right, Carl. You're welcome.
All right. We'll be talking to a lot of the cowboys and a lot of the contestants next week during Rodeo Week. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry, 800-800-ALARM. 800-800-ALARM.
Experience like
Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is doing things in the house today, moving furniture and stuff, because we're building a studio here, another studio here in at KCNR. Yes, that's right. We're expanding out and building another studio. We need to increase our production capabilities and also put in a new studio so that we can all sit in there and have a and use it for a couple other things that are happening we'll be announcing. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 20 years of experience up here in the North State with all types, makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Martin and his people offer warranties, guarantees. They work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies. And Alliance Heating and Air is who we use and we trust, as does Bob. Call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. There was a memorial ride yesterday for Haley Riggins. It was her memorial yesterday. Like 400 people showed up. There's a lot of people on bikes. Now, if you remember a few days ago, they had a candlelight vigil for her up there in the corner of Bonaventura and Placer. And it turned into there was problems. Not with everybody. Upset. Yeah, well, people were upset. But you know what? It denigrates her memory for those kind of things to happen. I mean, for everything I have ever read and heard about her, and I did not know the young lady, but everything I've read, I mean, I met somebody that knew her that just thought she was just
actually a super
young lady.
Brenda and I did encounter her several times where she worked at the veterinary
clinic. Okay. Plus the fact that she was into all types of things, you know, that were good things. And so when I hear this from so many people, that her life was ended this quickly. But when they had this on this ride out to Anderson River Park, you know, the uncle said, "Hey, look, this isn't about you; it's about Haley." Absolutely no problems. So the police were going to kind of not be involved in this, but Rob Pelletti went up there and talked to his people, and so the police, he and a couple other motor officers led the run. They had they blocked off the roads so they could get everybody through, and they got them out to the park. I'm glad that it happened. I'm glad that there was no problems. I'm glad that the city and the riders and everybody could get along like this. But again, it wasn't for them. You know, and here's what people forget. It wasn't about them. It was a ceremony for Haley and her family. Some of whom they're just so shook up. I mean, 26 years old, you're there, and the next second you're not. I mean, I shouldn't say that, you never get used to it. But I've been in situations where that just happens, and it just happens all the time. But I expect, you know, in kind of in the back of your mind, Bob, you know, you expect those things when you're in combat. But you don't kind of expect it when, you know, like your dad said, you know, hey, I heard there was a wreck. I called her, and it went into voicemail right away.
Yeah. I think, from my point of view, is that everybody knew that something like this was inevitable, that with the number of people who really should have been in treatment, behind bars, off the road, not operating a motor vehicle when they had absolutely no business doing so, that someone was going to get killed. And the fact that it was this young lady, any death is tragic, but this one seems more.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right, because they would not have kept her. This woman, if she had been caught, say she'd just gone through the light and had not hit her, but the police had been there and pulled her over, the chances are that she would have sobered up and she would have been released. Because you know what? They don't put them in there. And why? There's no room. There is no spot to hold people like this. And in talking about this, and I want to talk about it when I get a little more information, but especially we'll be talking about it on Wednesday, tomorrow, is the titles, Titus 15, that says you have to have a certain level of incarceration. They have to have so much of this, so much of that, so much of this, much more than a Marine would in the field. Or a soldier in the field, or a sailor on a ship. I swear, you could be out there sipping your coffee there, Bad Bob, and you don't have enough room. They would say we'd have to make the ships a lot bigger because you need more room and more exercise things and all that kind of stuff. But so you've got those things going, and that's what I'm talking about. When we go after, we're not going to be able to build another jail. And the rehabilitation part of this is going to take years. Oh, we've got, you know, Steve Carlton, the DA, he's right. We've got to break the cycle, but guess what? That's going to take years. Rob Pelletti, Tom Basenko, the probation, Tracy from the interim probation chief, who, by the way, is also one of great experience and enthusiasm to make this work. Steve Carlton, people you talk to, they're all saying the same thing. The system's broken. All right, we know the system's broken. We know we can't put them in jail. So what are you going to do? Is there anything we can do right here in Reading? Would she have been on the road, that lady been on the road, if she'd been picked up 2 days earlier for that, being under the influence of marijuana, prescription drugs, and meth? Though she had, you know, that's what she said, and it's suspected, alleged. Would she have been on the road? If we had had a facility that could have kept people. No, maybe not, because she bailed herself out. She was bailed out. She wasn't released. She was bailed out. So there was money there someplace to get her out of jail. But the bottom line is this is, what are we going to do right now? What's the leadership going to do there? I've heard it's broken. All right, we understand it's broken. So what are we going to do? You can't just take them down the street, and I've heard different things, put them in stocks, flogging. How about, you know, I kind of like the idea, and my idea was just, you know what, if they're meth and they're stealing all this stuff because of meth, just give them meth. Just give it to them. You confiscate meth and you give it to them. And they sign a waiver that says, I'm not going to seek medical care if you just give me give me 6 ounces of meth. But you've got to use it right here. You can't just take it out and sell it on the street. Mm. Got to use it here. All right, now you don't have to break anything. You just lay over there in la-la land until we just kind of, like, take your remains away. What about the Title 15? Why not go to that and ask for a suspension of that for a year? That way you could put up places where you can keep people that may not meet the requirements, but they're really still good places to stay and live. And you put the low-level guys in there. How about turning loose everybody that's over the age of 65? And the reason I'm saying that is probably their chances of going back and getting into crime again is low. How about those? How about that? Just say automatically, let's take a look at them. Okay, you're not a murderer or a pedophile or this, but you've got these other things. Just turn you loose.
It doesn't matter from the victim's point of view if the person who killed them was an axe murderer or a person who refused to take personal responsibility. You're just as dead.
Well, this don't even get into personal responsibility. Personal responsibility should be taught from age 2. Danny Silk has taught us and has been into this or has said this, is that you can teach a 2-year-old personal responsibility. When they throw that and they're sitting in their high chair and they throw something on the floor and go, hey, you know, mommy, daddy, hey, that's too bad. You threw it. You knew you weren't supposed to throw that. So, you know, you can start teaching personal responsibility then. But, yes, you go across the whole environment of our justice system. And if there's one thing that they all agree on, it's personal responsibility, which seems to have stopped being taught, you know, by families. And, you know, not in all cases. We have, of course, extraordinary, you know, it's not in all cases. I would hope that, you know, and so, but what we have is we have 2-year-olds with type 2 diabetes, or 4-year-olds with type 2 diabetes. We have people refusing to accept responsibility because they failed. Oh, no, I'm sorry, the system was set up against me. No.
We have people in terrible condition who are suing McDonald's. Give me a break.
You know, the whole thing is this. There's so many things about it. But Where's the plan to move us out of this, you know, before we get to the point where we're having problems with people right on the street being attacked? We're not there. We're not even, you know what? Reading isn't the fifth worst in the nation. If you think it is, walk down the streets of Detroit or Oakland one night. Now, you know what? I'll show you five. How about San Antonio and Houston? And I'm telling you what, parts of D.C., okay. Yeah, you know, we don't even want to drive through parts of D.C., much less walk through the parts of D.C. So, you know, when they start talking about Reading, I have really, it's silly.
Perception.
But we don't want to get in that way. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to go for the news, and we're going to come back with Dr. Payush Dhanuka, who has just got all types of information we want to talk about. And I know he's going to be talking about personal responsibility. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460. It's 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Residents in an Oklahoma community where a wildfire killed one person, burned thousands of acres, and destroyed homes are returning to survey the damage. Larry Miller is one of the fire victims in Guthrie, Oklahoma, and spoke to KOCO-TV.
This is burnt to the ground. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Meanwhile, a spokeswoman for the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry, Kirby Smith, telling the TV station that there could be a criminal prosecution if it turns out there was negligence or foul play.
The loss of life that may be associated with this particular fire, in terms of whether there would be criminal charges associated with that, would be left up to the appropriate district attorney's office.
And meanwhile, firefighters continue to battle the blaze that started on Sunday in Guthrie. The Obama administration releasing a massive federal report on global warming today.
Administration officials say they are more certain than ever that climate change is real and that global warming will worsen. John Podesta is a counselor to President Obama.
There's an overwhelming amount of evidence that exists that climate change is real. It's happening.
However, not all scientists agree with the White House view, and according to a recent AP GFK poll, about 4 in 10 Americans are not confident that the average temperature of the world is rising.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluckson. There's been widespread shock and outrage in Nigeria following the release yesterday of a video by the Islamist militant group Boko Haram concerning the abduction of more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls.
Nigerians, especially parents of the children and concerned Nigerians, are really, really expressing their outrage and disappointment at the way government has been handling the situation.
That's BBC's correspondent Bashir Saeed Al-Fahali reporting from Abuja, Nigeria. The terrorist group Boko Haram now threatening to sell those girls as slaves. This is SRN News.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
A new study in Mexico indicates that just about half of the country's drug crimes are occurring in only 5 of the country's 31 states, as James Bleers explains.
The Attorney General's Office, better known as the PGR, states that of the almost 2,000 cases they're currently dealing with, 48% are focused on Sonora, Jalisco, Michoacán, Baja California, and Sinaloa. It's no coincidence the nation's most notorious and violent drug cartels are deeply rooted in these regions. Jalisco, which is in western Mexico, is currently top of the list for narcotics crimes. Most of the arrests are for dealing in drugs. RSRN News, James Blair's reporting.
French President Francois Hollande says that an offer by General Electric to buy the French engineering company Alstom is not big enough and wants a U.S. company to come up with a better deal. The company was ready to accept the $17 billion bid. This is SRN News. The U.S. trade deficit narrowed in March as exports rebounded to the second highest level on record, led by strong gains in sales of aircraft, autos, and farm goods.
The Commerce Department says the deficit declined 3.6% to $40.4 billion. U.S. exports increased 2.1% to $193.3 billion, with exports to Canada and South Korea reaching all-time highs. Imports also went up, but by a slower 1.1% to $234.3 billion.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting it. Interstate 15 is expected to remain closed northeast of Los Angeles for up to 2 days after a fire erupted where a bridge is being constructed, and it could have a big impact on it. The area today is high. Winds could stoke the flames up even more. Looking to Wall Street, it's been a rough day so far. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 70 points. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 in the morning on May the 6th. Good morning. Linda is at home, and she's having furniture moved today because we're getting ready to move some stuff back up into here and changing offices around because we're building a new studio here at KCNR. So we need the additional production room because we're growing, and we need that extra room here. Gosh, you know, it's a great day today. You know, Tuesday. Usually, I mean, Tuesdays are kind of like that day. It's kind of Mondays is the way the week starts off. And then you got Wednesday is hump day. And then Thursday is, you know, you're kind of downhill. And then it's Friday. Well, Tuesday is always getting that kind of that Tuesday. But Tuesday today's a great day. And there's a couple of reasons. One is Dr. Paish Dhanuka is with me, and we'll get to the doctor here in a couple of minutes. But the other reason is we got Crystal Sondak on the air here with our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are in negative territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 88 points at 16,442. The S&P 500 down 5 points at 1880, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 25 points at 4113. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 186 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple down $2.59 at $5.98.37, Microsoft off 23 cents at $39.20, Amazon down $6.26 at $303.79, while Netflix is off $4.74 at $339.73. Of local interest, Safeway up 2 cents at $34.22, North Valley Bank unchanged at $22.17, and Verizon's also unchanged at $47.39. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.59%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.42. Oil's up 21 cents a barrel at $99.69. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down $2.10 an ounce at $1,307.40, while silver's up 8 cents an ounce at $19.61. This is Crystal Sondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here. You know, the thing about when you talk to the advisors, they're people from right here in town. They're not some nameless, faceless person across the phone that lives in could be from Taiwan or someplace. No, these are all your neighbors who know exactly what they're talking about. They can offer you the structure for financial freedom right there at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call, 243-7561. Set up an appointment and head on down to Park Marina Drive, right here in Redding. Our guest is Dr. Paish Dhanuka. And, oh, wait a minute, I forgot the weather. I'm sorry, before I get to that, let's do weather here.
58 degrees right now. Winds start to kick up out of the north around 7 miles an hour, so we do have a possibility of some fire issues. High today will be near 80. Tomorrow will be over 80. Overnight lows in the upper 40s, lower 50s. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends, senior and veterans discounts, Shasta Gas Propane.
Now, could you do that a little bit more, with a little more sing-song in your voice, a little more, you know, a little more register, and you know, and being happy. I want you to be happier.
Happy.
So what's the temperature today?
It is currently 58 degrees.
All right. Okay, see, doesn't that make you feel better there, Bad Bob?
I'm ecstatic.
Okay, good. All right, now, Dr. Paiyush Dhanuka is our guest, and Dr. Dhanuka has been appearing and speaking in front of groups on other radio shows. I mean, you're getting to be a little cottage industry here, doctor.
Good morning.
Can I be your manager? 10%. I'll just take 10%. Most of them will take 20. I'll do yours for 10% because I think we can sell you all over the state here.
But I'm not getting the minimum wage yet. On speaking.
All right. Now, you know, before I know what we want to talk about, but this what the good doctor is talking about is I mentioned it yesterday, I think. One of our representatives, yes, a United States congressman, a lady out of Los Angeles, floats the idea that, you know, minimum wage in California should be $26 an hour because you can't live on less than that. It's got to be $26 an hour. So, I mean, when she said that, it was just everybody taking, you know, like that, except people from other states who just, they started grinning. And, in fact, the guy from Maryland says, hey, wait a minute, I'll be glad to support that. You want to put that on an issue? Maryland will put money in for that. All the states would because you raised the minimum wage to $26 an hour here. You watch everybody, including the station here, pick up and walk across the line to someplace else. $26. But she, you know, either she was just being facetious, which it didn't sound like, or she's lost total contact with the real world, or I have no idea where else she was coming from.
Come each according to his ability, to each yeah. according to his
needs.
Thank you, Carl.
That's right. What was that, Lennon? Marx? Okay.
You know, I believe that was Mr. Marx.
Okay. All right. So, I know, and when I'm saying this, your smile gets bigger and bigger, my friend. Okay.
Thanks for having me, Carl. First of all, good morning.
Hey, and you come in at 8. If you come in at 7, things are a little bit different around here. But by time 8's going around, Bob and I are both breathing, the caffeine's kicked in, and we're ready now.
So, you know, here's what I look at it as we have too many businesses who want to stay in California and want to come from Texas. So I think we need to raise minimum wage. So we need to get rid of these businesses.
Yeah, there's just too many businesses too many here businesses. That pay in taxes that are keeping this whole place afloat.
Who love to come from Texas, you know, like Toyota. Toyota wants to come back.
Yeah, Toyota is saying, you know what, maybe we made a mistake. You know, the thing about Toyota and 3,000 jobs, people don't realize that 3,000 jobs, and these are white-collar jobs, so those are probably higher-paying mm-hmm. jobs. It's not just that. It's their schools.
Right.
It's their schools. It's the, you know, it's the secondary, car agencies.
Secondary
it's
jobs,
restaurants.
Suppliers, services, vendors, all those low jobs too. So I think California is really, really spearheading this movement to drive the businesses out of California so that we can become a socialist state.
Well, you know what they're saying is California, whatever happens in California, we take the lead in everything. So our lead is to drive businesses out of the state that actually want to make a profit, that are actually not being supported and propped up by the government, like solar energy and a few – I mean, it's the big solar firms, not the small ones. And actually, you know, that want to stay here and do well. But they're going to make it so that, oh, I tell you what, let's just, you know, why don't you guys just leave too? So we can just make this a totally socialist state.
Socialist state of California wants to throw all the bourgeois out of California. That's why I think we need a state of Jefferson.
Oh, okay. There's a state of Jefferson just rolled in here. You know, you and I have been talking for what?
Several
years, right?
Right.
But, you know, and I see that, you know, that state of Jefferson has started popping up here in the last. Is it because of the lack of representation? Even if we had representation, you know, a fair representation, do you think the state of Jefferson movement would have the strength it has?
Well, we need state of Jefferson, and ideally we should make the whole state of California a state of Jefferson, and maybe the whole country is a state of Jefferson. However, this is a start. We can start from where we are. So I really wanted to address this issue today of income inequality.
Okay. And so what I'm going to do then is I'm going to take an early break so we can have more time so you can build this in. Income inequality, which is...
It's just a boogeyman.
Oh, it is. It is. And so my guest is Dr. Paige Dhanuka. A businessman, physician. He and his wife are both physicians, both buried into Ready Now after being here for how long? About
9 years or so.
9 years. You're just as part of the fabric here as anybody else here. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew has Espresso Joes, where it not only can you get any type of coffee you could possibly want, at really good prices. You're not spending the child's inheritance on a latte, but also cold drinks. Now, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state, e-cigs, all of that. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. They support our community. You know, they support our community in many, many ways that never reach the surface. But trust me, Joe and Shelley are just outstanding people. We'll be right back after these messages.
GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Please join us. Reading Republican Women Federated presents our third annual wine tasting event, Liberty Wine Gala 2014, Thursday, May 8th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park from 6 to 8:30 p.m. For tickets, please call Tammy Gerhardt at 921-0309 for the Liberty Wine Gala 2014.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event. A salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8 18 in the morning, 58 degrees out there today, going up to about 80. It looks like it could be a great day. Windy, a little bit windy. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Chat room is still down. We have phone calls into our webmaster, and in about 20 minutes, I'm going to send somebody over and wake him up with a fire extinguisher. 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Yeah. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur here in Reading. Firearms dealer of choice, whether it's long guns or pistols. John Bastiani and his staff pride themselves on having everything there that you will need for your shooting needs, including ammo. And, of course, guns of all makes and models there. Give them a call at 222-8222, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. My guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and Dr. Dhanuka is going to talk about income inequality. It sounds so innocuous when you say that,
yes.
But it's not.
It's a beautiful slogan.
It's a beautiful slogan. Okay.
Economic equality. Paradise for everyone.
Paradise for everyone?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
The nation,
for everyone.
Nation with the rivers of milk and honey for everyone. Nobody is hungry. Nobody is sad. Nobody is sick. It's all good. And the best part is you don't even have to do anything to reach there. Government is going to take you there. Government is going to feed you and make you healthy and happy. You just don't have to worry about it. They're going to protect you from everybody else. That's a beautiful slogan, isn't it?
It is. The government's going to take care of everything.
That's awesome.
I like that idea. The government's going to take care of everything. But the government can't take care of everything, can it?
It neither can nor it wants to. That's the best part. So the reason I want to talk about this is we are in an election year, midterm, and it's a big issue which is being raised that how U.S. is one of the very unique has a high degree of economic inequality, and it's being sold as the latest civil right agenda. And president has come out, a lot of other politicians have come out, and this is, they're trying to make that, set the agenda for this election year. And the whole premise is that different people are paid differently for the same job being done. As for example, one of the issues they bring up is a gender wage gap.
Uh-huh.
The second issue they bring up is that people are not being paid fair and decent wage and there should be minimum wage. So let's tackle them. First one, gender gap. People say that average wage for a full-time working woman is 77% of the average full-time working man.
Mm-hmm.
And they use that as an evidence that the United States is treating its women in a discriminate fashion, discriminating against them.
Because they're not being paid as much.
Exactly.
Right.
However, the devil is in a detail. The reality is most of that wage gap exists because of a couple of reasons. Number one, many women choose to work, even if they're full-time, not more than full-time. That is, they will work 35 or 40 hours or so, 40 mm-hmm. hours or so, but they will not choose to work more. Many men choose to work more, sometimes 50, 60, and a lot of people work 70 hours also. So that is one big explanation because the number of hour works is important. It's not just full-time. Second difference is many women choose to take time off for childbirth and pregnancy, and which is understandable,
right?
And nowadays, actually, some of the men like to do that, and actually, I wanted to do that also.
Yeah, men can take off 90 days too.
Yes,
women can take off 90 days, and men can take off 90
yes.
days.
But most men don't choose to take 90
most
days.
Most men
off
don't, right?
Because when we were having children, and if I took off also along with my wife, I wouldn't be able to feed my family.
Right.
So when they come back, sometimes they take longer time off, a couple of years off, and when they come back to work, their job experience is less, and their skills need to be refreshed, and that's a second reason for a wage gap. The third reason is that some of the women do not want a high-risk job, like in oil industry, which sometimes pay very well, or high-risk jobs in law enforcement, which sometimes pay better than a job in construction. So there are multiple reasons. If you take all these factors, there have been economic studies just shown these factors taken into account reduce the wage gap to almost 0 to 5% within the margins of error.
Well, you know, the bottom line is that if a woman and a man, if they have equal experience, then they're in the same job, should be getting paid the same.
Exactly.
And I know that, you know, that you've said that. But what we're talking about is over a long period of time where the experience or the time in that job may be less, then just because that they've got the same job doesn't necessarily mean that you have to pay people the same, whether it's man or woman, if the other person has more experience and more time on the job.
Also, as the first factor was, the primary factor is that average number of hours put in by man is higher than the average number of women.
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason, you're not comparing apples and apples. If you take those factors into account, the wage gap is pretty much 0 to 5%. So why is this being raised? The reason it is being raised is to divide the people and so that certain politicians can claim to be the protector of women. And that fits very well in this conversation because they can paint the Republicans as the enemy of women, which they have always done. And that's the whole sole objective of it. I am absolutely for a policy that no employer should be able to discriminate against women just because of being women. And if that's happening, it is a government's job to come heavily on that and to stop that from happening. However, to raise the specter of United States being enemy of women and by using these long-term trends of overall statistics of average woman and man wage gap, average man and woman wage gap, does not justify the actions they are taking.
Well, we're going back into the same thing where, and you've talked about this so eloquently before, is that we're going into dividing our nation. Okay.
That is exactly what is the purpose of this. This is basically what they're saying is rather being one nation under God, what they're saying is we're multiple nations under the government, and government is going to protect these different nations, which are nation of women, nation of minorities, nation of 99% versus 1%. What they're doing is an intentionally dividing the nation into multiple sectors and playing a sectarian politics. And that's what we need to be very careful about.
And absolutely, because instead of, they're taking and saying, let's go on immigration. Here's another thing. Okay, here's another segment of society.
Yes.
Income inequality, another segment of society. Minimum wage, another segment of society. Every time you're bringing something in there and if somebody says, well, wait a minute, let's take a good look at why, you know, if you do this, what the huge impact it has on jobs. Or if you do this, look at the impact it has on people. So if just because two people each have the same job, they shouldn't maybe, you know, you've got to look at all the aspects of it. You can be a sergeant in the Marine Corps. I'm just using an example. Two of them, whether it's male or female, man or man, they both may rate a basic pay, and then things start changing after that. If you are jump qualified, you get paid more.
Right.
If you are this qualification, you get paid more than the person who's not. So it's not the fact that the fact is they both have 4 years in, they both have the same job, but this person is trained more, has put more time in the job, they get paid more for that.
In this case, it's even per hour.
Yeah.
Is the same. You have to calculate per hour, like a number of hours. And let me also add this. I'm sure there are some people who may be biased and prejudiced against women. There may be some people.
I'm sure there are.
I'm sure there are. And that should be prohibited. And that's what the government should go after. That's the government's job to make sure that no one can discriminate against women or men or anyone else. But rather than focusing on this false comparison, which is really not comparing apples and apples, they're comparing apples and oranges. So that was the one thing which they have raised. Second thing which is big on nowadays is minimum wage issue.
Okay, now let's take a break now because we're going to take a break in a few minutes. So let's just take a break early because come back to minimum wage because I have worked at minimum wage before. I may still be doing it for all I know.
yeah, most businessmen do it, especially starting up.
What's a paycheck look like?
Negative.
Negative. Yeah, I have to write myself an IOU here. When you start talking minimum wage and impact it has, because we've had a number of, Bruce Dean's been in here, Black Bear Darnaby's head of the Restaurant Association of California, which is kind of a big job. It's millions of people and all this thing. And talking about, entry-level jobs and minimum wage and all these things we're going to get into this. Hey, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3208 South Market Street. Don't replace your windshield. If you've got a little bitty chip in it, have Jeff Wurst look at it. He can fix that. If it's got a large crack over 2 feet in length, he can fix that too. He can save you the cost of having to get that whole windshield repaired, your deductible and all this. Jeff Wurst, again, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He guarantees his work and he'll tell you whether if he can do it or not right up front. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is your community radio station. 22 local programs, more than any place else in California. We have so much local radio that you can't just get through it. We'll be right back.
I'll sleep all day, out all night. I know where you're going.
The 66th annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town this week. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with 3 performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday, it's family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink night, sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for a one-night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all 4 nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo this week.
For tickets, go online to readingrodeo.com or visit the rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Or order by phone at 241-8859. And enjoy the Reading Rodeo.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com. For more information.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab it and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:32 in the morning, 60 degrees out there on a day that's going to be hitting in the low 80s, little wind today, so fire danger's up a little bit. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat room, however, is not working because we don't know why. But we've called our webmaster. We're still streaming, though. You can listen to us. You just can't make those comments that you do every morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Man's last stronghold. One day we're going to have to discuss this. I'm going to get DC in here and say, where did we come up with that? And what does that mean? Exactly. Man's last stronghold. Is it because we go in there and we can read magazines and, like, you know, Guns and Ammo and Car and Track? Yeah, there's none. No, there's no Playboys. None of those kind of. No, they're not. I think the raciest thing in there is either National Geographic or Sports Illustrated.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah. You know, And so, and you got a TV set in there. It's either on NASCAR or UFC or something like that, not Dr. Phil. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right off Athens. My guest is Dr. Paius Dinuka, and we were talking income inequality first, and then with men and women in the workforce, and now we're going to talk about
minimum wage.
Minimum wage. Now,
it's a buzzword.
Let me quote Representative Barbara Lee, who is a Democrat from L.A. or someplace.
Any relation to Leland?
I don't know. No, not Leland Yee. This is Barbara Lee. In California, more than likely, from what I remembered, a living wage where people could live and take care of their families and move toward achieving the American dream is about $25 to $26 an hour. She said she would absolutely support it for California and claimed it would not cause more unemployment. So... I don't even know what to say about that. I don't even know what to say about what she just said, because does she really believe this, or was this something she just threw in the air because she just was high on Skittles or something? I'm not sure what this means. I mean, a sugar brush or something like that. I'm not sure. I mean, why? How could you say that? You could say it may be $25 an hour, but to say it would absolutely not cause more unemployment. Okay, it's all yours. I'm sitting over here rolling on the ground, afraid I'm going to lose control of my bladder. But
thank you for that visual.
That's okay. You know what? You have to explain things on the radio. You like to get that word. You get that sight picture there. You know.
You need to give them the visual.
That one.
You need to give them the visual.
You want to give them the visual there. I mean, just sitting here, going to go. Yeah, no, I'm rolling on the floor, afraid I'm going to pee on myself. Okay.
So this is becoming the buzzword now. Minimum wage needs to be raised to get the living wage, decent living wages. That's the next chapter.
Uh-huh.
From minimum wage to decent living wages. The question here is how much a minimum wage should be, or how much a decent living wage should be. However, what we forget is it's more important for us to decide who has the authority to decide what the minimum wage should be. More important than deciding what the wage should be, it's more important to figure out who should have the authority to decide what the wage should be. A fair wage is the one which is agreed upon between a willing and free supplier of a labor and willing and free buyer of a labor. That's the fair wage. Of course, both the sides have to be free and willing. So there could not be any force, violence, fraud, or coercion in that transaction. And that's the government's job, to make sure that this transaction is free of force, fraud, or coercion, especially if there is a rich, powerful employer. That employer should not be able to force or fraudulently employ someone for a wage which they unilaterally decide. However, beyond that, the decision has to be between those two free and willing people. What happens when we give the authority to decide that wage to a third party, whether it is king or president or bureaucrats or politicians? As soon as we do that, we also concede them the authority to decide what the maximum wage should be. So today they're deciding minimum wage. Tomorrow, when the times are tough, they will decide what the maximum wage should be. And they can decide that based on who is their friend, who is their campaign donor, or who is their lobbyist. And if we think this does not happen, let's just look back in history. Historically, kings decided what the wage should be, or a slave owner decided what the wage should be for a slave. And it was perfectly legal for a slave owner to decide the slave's wage should be zero. And they're only going to pay the slave owner enough food to survive. They could unilaterally decide the wage of a labor supplier. So third party or a king could have that authority and decide that. And that's what happened in USSR also, under communist rule. It wasn't all a paradise. If you refused to work there in the government plan, and if you refused to work for the wage they set, you were headed to gulags. So let's not believe for a minute that the government is always going to decide only minimum wage. They will decide the maximum wage too. Let me give an example. In India, when I grew up, and the religious system there, they had this caste system where certain people, by the law of the land at that time, not anymore, but law of the land at that time, and is still by religious sanction, are only expected to work as janitors or do the lowly jobs of burning the deads, cleaning the sewage. And they were, by law and still by religious authority, are only expected to do that, and only thing they could do to earn a living was that, and they could only earn a living whatever their superiors decided. So in a society, if an individual cannot decide his wage, or an employer cannot decide his wage with a freely willing supply of labor, we are headed to a society where we are giving the authority over individuals to a ruler. And that's a slippery slope. That's the road to serfdom. And actually, Friedrich Hayek was an Austrian economist, and he wrote a book, The Road to Serfdom, and in which he very eloquently describes how this road on which we allow the government to make economic decisions is headed towards serfdom. Now, when we come to minimum wage in this country, we have a minimum wage already federally and state level, which is applicable to certain jobs. But what happens to people who are self-employed? What happens to people who are business owners? What happens to the volunteers? Why not a minimum wage for them? When you start a business, you have guaranteed zero income. Many times it's negative. Many businesses go bankrupt. When you start up, you're taking huge risk. Most of the business gets started by people using their own saving or the family income to start a business. And they're taking a risk of zero wage or many times negative wage for a long time. You have done that, Carl, for a long time.
Everybody.
When I started my practice, initially I was guaranteed zero income. And I took a huge risk. So how about those people? Why the minimum wage should be there only for certain people? Why not for volunteers? Why not for volunteers in the hospital or any other nonprofit?
If PBS is being paid, being supported by billions of dollars a year to put their stuff on the air, and they're guaranteed they're going to get paid every 2 weeks, no matter what their content is, no matter who's listening to it, is that gives them an unfair advantage for people like who own stations. I don't complain about it because that's just, it's the way it is. But, do I want to be guaranteed a certain wage, by the government? I mean, you can say, well, yeah, I know I'm going to get this, except for one thing. Now the government has a say about what goes on the air.
Same thing about my small medical practice.
Same thing.
Why shouldn't the government guarantee me the same income as it guarantees to all this non-profit big organization like Kaiser?
Yeah. Why not? And I tell you what, some of these guys are getting paid big bucks, too.
Because they can affect the policy.
They can affect the policy. Okay, let's go to the phones. Leon, good morning. Do you have a comment for what we're talking about?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yes, I do. I don't have the numbers here, but I have a stinking suspicion that this is going to put a lot of people's income just above the line to where if they were getting any help with their health care or anything, they're going to be paying the whole Marianne at this point.
Oh, okay. If they increase the minimum wage.
If they increase it up to, 10. I just have a stinging suspicion about that whole thing.
Okay.
I think it's going to put a lot of people just over the line to where they can't swing that,
For the Obamacare.
Like the Obamacare. Yeah. Right.
You mean the subsidies, they won't be eligible for subsidies.
Yeah. A lot of the subsidies, right. Yeah. I don't have the numbers here or anything to figure it out with, but everything that's done is political.
Absolutely. So, it's a game.
So it's going to up those numbers.
That's a good point, because then if they can't get the subsidies, then the next step then is to go into that single payer. I see what you're saying. Okay, that's a real good point, too. Thanks a lot for calling, Leon.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Well, we're going to have to take a break here in a couple minutes. Bob, it's okay, Bob. We'll just keep talking here. We've got people on the line, and we're trying to get all these other things in. Bottom line on this is once you start taking money from the government, once you let the government say how much minimum wage is, they are already saying how much you can pay CEOs. Now, there's really no people are going, oh, they get paid so much money. They're getting paid so much money. So it's kind of like, okay, we're picking off this one group right here. The CEO can only make this much money. But once you agree to that.
That's just a start.
That's right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Please, Helen, stay on the line. We'll be right back after these messages. My guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka. We're talking minimum wage. We're talking income and inequality.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is, 8:48 in the morning, 8:49 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know what? Home Helpers is celebrating its 10th anniversary here. They've been in helping Reading area families since 2004. All caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. Call for a free in-home consultation with Sharon, the owner of Home Helpers, at 226-8350. That's 226-8350. You know, Sharon is just strictly, I mean, she is simply really, really good at what she does, and she really helps our community, including the veterans. So give her a call, 226-8350, Home Helpers. Our guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka. We're talking about a lot of things, but let's go to the phone. Helen, good morning.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Have you got a question or a comment?
Well, I have a comment, I think, on minimum wage.
Okay.
When I was in, before I went to college, and as I was in college, I did some work as a motel. I'm going to call it maid. I don't know what else to call it then. And I felt like I, at that point, the job I did was as equal as anybody, but I got paid the same as anybody. So some of this I don't understand. I became a teacher then, and there has to be a tier scale in jobs, I believe, as much as teaching, because as an experienced teacher, you certainly understand to work with children a little bit better than the new ones coming in. Now, there is a tier scale there. I guess that's what I want to call it. But I guess I don't understand how minimum wage can be so high, because it would put school districts out of business if they had to pay everybody the same.
No, it absolutely makes sense. You know, I think that when they're talking that when you come in at a certain level, if they tried to put everybody at the same level, you're right, we could not afford that. Well, that's the same thing when you're talking minimum wage. I think they're trying to change the minimum wage. It's what's $8.75 now to, I've heard, $10.10.
Yeah.
And the huge impact that would have on our businesses. And so that, you know, with that, everything you're saying about income inequality is, a lot of it is based on, when they say things like that, is, hey, I've got 10 years in the job. Helen's got 10 years in the job. You should be paid more than somebody that's got 2 years on the job.
And that is correct. I think experience-wise, people working out in fast food, they understand how to work with customers better. And I saw an example yesterday of that. This man came over and ridiculed this young girl who was cashiering. She didn't deserve it. And I think maybe that they put up with a lot from the public. But I do think experience handles situations like that better.
No, I think you're right. And when you get into this, it's like anything, you know, like restaurants and fast food are kind of a, that's an entry-level job. You know, and nobody, you know, you expect to move on from that.
So, yes. That's true.
Anyway, hey, thanks a lot, Helen. Sure appreciate your call.
Thank you much
you
for
bet.
Doing your job.
Thanks.
So it's not just bad for business, it's also bad for the people. Because what happens is like a ladder. Everybody's rise is going up on the ladder. And what some people are seeing or higher up on the ladder is that we're going to raise the bar. Now, there will be no entry-level jobs. The number of jobs will be less. How about the teenagers? How about the young adults who get their first job experience like this? There's a value in that experience. It teaches you life skills. It teaches you self-worth. That's the most important. It
teaches you discipline, you know, to come in, to be a certain place, a certain time, do things maybe you don't like, but you do it for,
and,
you know.
And you get this feeling of self-worth, which is so critical for us to have a fulfilling life and succeed.
Which leads to one of the things that when you start getting into domestic violence, what is one of the reasons this is? No job, but it's a self-image and a need to do, you know, to feel like you're worthy.
So is it better to have a $0 job? Or zero job, $0? Or is it better to have $1 or $2 or $5? Or do we have to restrict it that you cannot be paid more than less than $10 or less than $15? So once we restrict that, we are kicking the people who are on the lower rungs of the ladder that you cannot enter the job market.
Right.
So that's a dangerous thing. And I'll come back to this. I know we are limited for time.
Yeah, we got like four more minutes.
So what I want to emphasize here is this is an arbitrary number, $1, $5, $50, $500. We can argue about this forever and divide ourselves over this.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have to understand the principle. The principle is, who owns my labor? Who decides what the value of my labor should be? An individual, himself, or third party, or a collective government? Once we let someone else decide the value of my labor, we are going on a path, a slippery slope, which will lead us to serfdom. Because what we are letting people decide is how much my labor is worth, and more importantly, how much I am worth. We are letting other people decide what is our dignity.
You know what? That's a real important part. You know, and I really haven't heard that before. It's not just a living wage or whatever this is. When you let that other person, as you just said, dictate that to you, it dictates what you are worth internally and not just on your job, but what you are worth. You run into that, you being a doctor, I mean, even though doctors are – but you're a higher serfdom than if all the money you're taking is from the government, because they say this is all your
–
this is all you are worth right here.
Exactly.
No matter and you talk to doctors and it keeps going down each year. So does that mean your skills are going down every year?
Yes.
No, of course not. It just means they want to pay you less because they're trying to hurt us.
It's a question of freedom. That am I free to decide what I'm worth or not? And this happens even in a lot of places of the world. It still happens that someone else decides your worth. That's what we are doing in this country now. And we have to remember that freedom is not free. Freedom is not free. We believe in freedom for everyone and equality of natural rights for everyone. However, God did not guarantee that to us. It is up to us to defend it. We are always a mere breath away from being someone's slave unless we are vigilant for it. And if we, for our greed or our fears, allow someone else to dictate our worth, dictate the value of our labor, we are going to be their slaves. And that's what we have to remember, that we have to remember, do we want to be the cows or the cowboys?
There you go. Well, we all want to be the cowboys here. This is a cowboy station right here. We don't want to be cows. And yet you're absolutely, you know what, because we can talk about it at a low level. But as soon as you start putting caps on people, on what they can make, mm-hmm. Oh, this guy is this guy makes $20 million playing baseball. That's too much. No, I mean, if that's what the market bears, then he gets paid $20 million. Oh, but see, but he needs to share that with other people. Well, that skill is, you know, because other people helped him get there. Okay. So do you share it with that coach or the people that specifically got you there or everybody, which is what this income redistribution is?
So one thing which I had also mentioned in the past was this, that the question here is, this country is built upon the principle that are we free to fish for ourselves or not? Or is the government going to guarantee us a fish? If we, this country was built on the principle that you don't have to give me a fish. Right? You don't have to even teach me how to fish. But if I catch my fish, you better step away from it.
That's right. I don't want to give you part of my fish.
Okay.
I will share it with people I want to share it with.
I am free. I'm an individual. So we want an individual justice in wage equality, individual justice, not a collective justice. Individual is the key. Individual freedom, and then we're all equal.
My guest has been Dr. Paiyush Dhanuka, and the doctor comes in once a month with these great, great soliloquies. But the thing is that he's lived under a place where it's like this. He's lived in a socialist country. He understands what's happened there and what he has seen. Doctors on strike twice a year.
We are going there.
We're going there.
We're getting there.
It'll take us a while. You know, people ask me, they said, are you concerned about, I'm not concerned about now. Maybe not even my kids because, you know, late 30s. My grandkids, I'm very concerned. And everybody should be.
Yes.
You know, because what's it going to be when they grow? Are they going to have the same chance as I had?
Next generation.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have on the jail. We're going to have on officers, correctional officers that work in the jail. We're going to talk about how they're turned loose. We're going to talk about jail and the inmates and all of the impacts on us in our society. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's an 840-page document, new Obama administration report on climate change. It includes some dire predictions, an increase in powerful winter storms, heavier rains, higher temperatures, but not all scientists agree with this view. And a recent APGFK poll says roughly 4 in 10 Americans are skeptical. Also, Republicans take issue with the administration over global warming and coal state lawmakers. And this includes some Democrats complain that Obama climate policies are killing the industry. Home prices continue to rise, although the pace of the increase has slowed over the past year.
Data provider CoreLogic says prices increased 11.1% in March compared with March of 2013. While it's a sizable increase, it was down slightly from February's 12.2% year-over-year increase. On a month-to-month basis, prices in March were 1.4% higher than